Here's Rita Smith with a rediscovery about Edward Stratemeyer, the Baron of the Ceres book.
Have you ever heard of the Bobbsey twins? Or Tom Swift, Ruth Fielding, or Bomba the Jungle Boy? How about Nancy Drew, the Hardy Boys, or the Happy Hollisters? Have you ever heard of Edward Stratemeyer? Well, the Bobbsey twins, Tom Swift, the Happy Hollisters, and all the other series I named were born in the creative, productive mind of Edward Stratemeyer. Stratemeyer quit school after finishing the 8th grade and went to work in his brother's tobacco shop, writing stories in his spare time. His first big break came in 1889 when one of his stories was published in the boys' magazine Golden Days. Then he was hired by the publishing firm Street & Smith, where he churned out dime novels, as many as 14 in 1 year. In 1898, he published Under Dewey at Manila, or The War Fortunes of a Castaway, which was an immediate success and became the first title in his Old Glory series. In the following decade, Stratemeyer, writing under the pseudonym of Arthur M. Winfield, published the first books in his Rover Boys series. With this series, Stratemeyer hit on the adventure formula that the young turn-of-the-century readers wanted, and the books became bestsellers. Since the Rover Boys proved so successful, Stratemeyer began other series. The outdoor series, about boys hunting, playing baseball, boating, and touring in their cars. The deep sea series, about a diver named Dave Fearless. And in 1904, what was to become the longest-running Stratemeyer series of all, The Bobbsey Twins, written under the pseudonym of Laura Lee Hope. By 1906, Stratemeyer could not keep up with the requisite annual edition to all the series he had going, so he established the Stratemeyer Syndicate. Stratemeyer continued writing some of the books under his own name, as well as under various pseudonyms. Other volumes were farmed out to hired writers. Stratemeyer thought up new series, and for each volume in a series, he developed an outline that was then given to the hired writer, who, for between $30 and $250, turned the outline into a 200-page book. Stratemeyer then revised and proofread each manuscript before the book was sent to the publisher. The syndicate, not the author nor the publisher, owned all copyrights. His books were harshly criticized and scorned by critics and reviewers and librarians. But Stratemeyer's unerring sense of children's reading tastes, his business acumen, and his genius in the realm of literary formulas combined to make his characters the ones most admired by American youth of the new century.